Blog Talk Radio.
Down in Alabama.
is telling us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool off. Our only answer in calm, patient turn must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze. We must go on and say, no, what we are saying to this nation is that we want all of our rights. We want them here, and we want all of them not next year, not next week, but we want them now, at this hour. This is what we're saying.
What your life can truly be. Shine and star for you to see. What your life can truly be.
Here's it once again, Friday night. This is the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, and I'm your host. Some people say Mr. Electric. Some people say Rev Ron. Some people say Dr. Ronnie L. Robinson. Whatever you call me, here I am. Listen, we're going to talk about a little commentary of what's happening in the news, because there's so much stuff going on. And here at the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, we like to keep you abreast of what's happening so that you understand it's a combination of things that make a person successful. And one of the major things is understanding your environment, understanding what's going on, understanding what's happening. And this way, you can also be aware. Some of the things in the news, lots of violence. There's lots of violence in the news these days. There's a lot of financial difficulties these days. A lot of unemployment. A lot of businesses are closing. It's economic problems all around. One of the things I want people to understand in terms of, you know, the greatest country in the world, the greatest economy in the world, the richest country in the world, all the money, all the intelligence, all the power, that's not the case. Things are not always what they look like. In the conditions that we in now, we started off wrong. Slavery was wrong. It was bad. It was not historically good. It made a lot of money for a lot of people. But in the final analysis, for all of us, it was not good. It was not good for those who made the money, those who got to use the money, and those who worked hard in slavery to accumulate the money. It was not good for no one. One thing about a mistake, if you do not redeem yourself from the mistake, if you don't make corrections from the mistake, the mistake turns into a problem, and the problem turns into a disaster, and the disaster turns into a nightmare, and your whole structure is dehumanized, is destructive, and is not productive for humankind. And that's where we at today in America. That's why we have so much poverty. How can we be the richest country in the world? Biden is sending 900 million, hundreds of billions of dollars per every other 3 months, I'm listening to what I'm hearing, to Ukraine. A small country like Ukraine, tons and tons of money to buy tons of military equipment, and nobody's resolving the problem, which is Putin, which is Russia, which is communism. Why? Because one shares in the behavior, one participates in that kind of understanding, and if you have been communist, if you have been destructive, if you've been barbaric and dehumanizing a people, it's very difficult for you to turn around and tell somebody else, don't do the things in which you did and which you are doing. Everybody that America has said to them that they are dehumanizing, they are destructive, they are not humanitarian. They're not doing productive things. They're violence. They're causing all kind of havoc and violence throughout the world. Everybody turns around and point the finger back at America, because you cannot sit there and pretend that you're all that great and you're not doing. You're doing the same thing. African Americans are still suffering under police brutality. African Americans are still suffering under poverty. African Americans are still suffering under bad educational systems. We still have divisions of two societies, two different economies. We're still going through a tremendous amount of stress. We're still, the communities are still impetuated with a lot of chemical and processed foods and sugar, and the communities are falling apart, potholes, the projects, the elevators. A little boy the other day in the Bronx, he's autistic, ran up into an elevator shaft. Somehow he got in there. I think he's 8, 9 years old, 10 years old, and he fell down the elevator shaft, and you know, unfortunately, he succumbed to his situation there. It just shows you, I mean, I'm just giving some examples. It's a lot of examples. America got a lot to do with getting themselves right with not people, but with God. They got a lot to do. There's a lot of things that you can do. Sometimes money looks nice. It looks beautiful. The queen looks like she's somebody's grandmother, and she walks around with a smile, and she looks like she's an innocent old lady. A lot of blood on her hands. Years and years and years of that royalty, that demonic evilness, and we sit there and we praise these people like they're God. But sometimes you got to call it like a T.I. is. Sometimes you got to tell the truth. God will set you free. The truth will set you free. It hurtful. It's hurt. It's hurtful to say to yourself, I have been a loser. I have been a drug addict, an alcoholic. I have been abusive to my wife, to my kids. I have not contribute to the society the way I'm supposed to. That's hurtful to have to deal with that, but that's how you change. That's how you find your means to change, by being truthful to the Bible says, to thy own self. To thy own self be true. And the only way we can truly, like Michael Jackson say, look at the man in the mirror and make a change. So what I'm saying, people, come ye from among them and be ye different. The Bible has says, come ye from among them and be ye different. Sometimes you got to step up in the board and beyond what people think and what people feel, and be that which God has made you, and understand who you are in your Creator. Who you, what we say in the church, who you is and who you are, who you belong to. You got to connect the two together. So it's so important. And I know a lot of times people say, well, this is a financial show, this is a business show. Yes, it is. But there are certain characteristics to success. There are certain things that one have to do in order to obtain success. That's how it is. That's how nature is. That's how things work out, okay? It's something, it's everything has, is something applicable to having a stats, having data, having information, and being able to move in the right direction. So as we go on today, the commentary is that there are a lot of things going on in the world today. There's a lot of confusion. And God said, when you see confusion, I'm not of confusion. There's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of deprivation. There's a lot of lost souls. There's a lot of things happening, and it's accumulating, and people think that make money, make money, make money, and that's all right. That's all right to make money. It's beautiful to make money, but always remember there's somebody else that you should be, heart, your heart should be fulfilled, whether you, whatever the Creator has you in terms of your religious beliefs or your spiritual beliefs, between you and your Creator. But still, all of that is to give back and to help someone. That's what the focus at the Black Business Billionaires Network Club is, that not only does it get to be a millionaire, billionaire, thousandaire, you know, and like we say, you have to start somewhere. That's not the only thing. The thing is to get people conscious of reaching out and helping others, people being conscious of others' needs. God bless those who bless others. The purpose of blessings is to be a blessing to someone else. That's a part of the reason why we mankind, man, physical man, eyes, ears, head, feet, we were created for the purpose of taking care and overseeing everything. So a part of our structure, a part of our understanding is that we have to be aware, I am my brother's keeper, and I'm concerned about my brother's needs, and I'm aware of others as well. Have a heart. So many people in this country got tons of money, have no heart. They don't want to share nothing with nobody but you. be different and have a heart. So that's the purpose of the Black Business Billionaires Network Club. That's the purpose of this radio program, is to unite people, understanding that together we stand, divided we fall. You can be more successful and make more money helping people, developing opportunities, opening up businesses and shops. Our focus is to develop the Black community economically to one small business at a time, brick by brick, business by business, person by person, job by job, employment by employment, career by career. We can open up those doors and be an example to others. That's what we want to do here at the Black Business Billionaires Network Club. I don't want people to get the focus, oh, we're just out here to make money and get rich and forget about everybody else. No. That ain't the program. That's definitely not the program, and that's not what we're focused on. But as we're going forth right now, we got the two biggest, largest businesses in America, in the world, which is fuel, which is energy, and which is travel, which is connected to the world. Fuel and travel. Two things. Just like getting up in the morning, taking a shower, and drinking coffee. Two things people are going to do. They're going to use fuel, and they're going to travel. And we happen to be a part of the two largest of those industries. And tonight we're focusing on why you are not in. Why are you not a member of the fuel and the travel industry? Why are you not in? What's keeping you back? Well, we have special guests today. Y'all know him very well. Brother extremely well-versed in fuel, Mr. Norman Hardgrove. We're going to bring him on. We also have with us Sister Jean Wallace, extremely knowledgeable in travel. And we're going to have her on. And we're going to talk about those two industries. And we're going to talk about why are you not in it? Today's question. And if you are in it, why did you get in it? And if you're going to get in it, why are you going to get in it? And if you want to be in it, why you want to be in it? Because there's no reason why nobody shouldn't participate in these two industries. This is the greatest opportunity. When you think of investing stock in the fuel industry, the kind of money you would have to put into it, hundreds of thousands to millions of dollars, here you can get in it for pennies on the dollar, for nothing. When you think about the travel industry, and if you were to invest in a Delta Airlines or in an airline's corporate structure or in airplane manufacturing, if you were to buy stock in those industries, you would spend hundreds of thousands of dollars. But we have a way you can get in for pennies on the dollar. Why are you not in? You don't understand about the business. You understand what the structure is. You understand how people make money. You understand there's a cooperative thing. And I would love, at the Black Business Billionaire Network Club, we have clubs. We have a trucking club. Everybody that's doing trucking get together. They expound on the trucking industry. They give each other tips. They give each other contracts. They talk about clientele. They connect. Why can't we do that in travel? And why can't we do that in the fuel? I'm going to ask Mr. Norman Hardgrove, why don't we do a fuel club? I'm going to ask Mrs. Jean Wallace, why don't we do a fuel club under the Black Business Billionaires Network Club? Because everyone that calls into the Black Business Billionaires Network Club is an entrepreneurial person seeking business opportunities. So why don't we just connect together, work together, and make this thing happen? Connecting each other to the resource, assisting each other with the technology and the technicalities and the procedures going forth. So, you know, we're going to talk about it. I want to understand why folks are not participating in these industries. I'm going to bring on Mr. Norman Hardgrove, who's going to talk about fuel, and we're going to talk about why people are not in it. Then I'm going to bring on Mrs. Jean Wallace, and we're going to talk about travel and why people are not in it. Let's give both people a nice hand. Mr. Norman Hardgrove, how are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, you can probably increase your mic some more.
Okay. I'm a little low on the volume, huh? Can you hear me better now?
Okay, that's very good. Very good.
All right. So I'm on point, is what you're saying.
Yeah, my question to people, why are you not involved in the fuel industry, knowing that if you had an opportunity to get some stock for a penny to get in right now and to be very successful and very have a great opportunity, why wouldn't you go in, and why are you not in now? You know what I'm saying? It's mind-boggling to me why people are not taking this seriously and why people are not taking advantage of such a tremendous opportunity. And so as we go forth, do you have any, maybe you're hearing something out in the community, maybe there's some different reasons why people are not getting involved? I know a lot of it, I think the first thing is the lack of knowledge. A lot of people don't have knowledge about it. But what I'm expanding on them and letting them know, one thing we do know, and everybody knows this, if you watch the news, if you read the newspapers, one of the largest stock investments that you're going to do at a heavy, hefty investment is fuel and travel. One of the heaviest investments that you're going to do is fuel and travel. If you was to want to participate and buy stock and be an investor in those industries, you people, there's a minimum of maybe $100,000 to $250,000 of investment to get in. But here's a way to get in and participate in it and get a tremendous financial profit from it, and why you're not involved. So, Norman, Maybe you heard some different reasons why people tell you, hey, I can't do it because my dog is not ready yet.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just as perplexed as you are. And, but what I've been seeing for the past, month or better, is that the African-American community is lagging behind in participation. I mean, here is an opportunity of, I don't even know what to call it, magnificent proportions. I mean, if people were understood what is going on right now, I don't know how the average person can sleep at night knowing the wealth that can be generated on one of the easiest conversations to talk about, because a lot of people don't like to talk about a whole lot of things, like all of the distress that's going on around the world, and of course they got their own problems too. But I mean, gasoline is something that, and I'm talking about gasoline or diesel, is something that people use globally, and I am seeing it in sheer disappointment that our people are the people, the only people that's not receptive to this opportunity. I do not know why. It's very perplexing. And my goodness, I've never seen anything like this when we formerly had no opportunity to participate in a trillion-dollar industry. Why now that the gate is left wide open, are we not coming out of the gate and supporting one another with this opportunity is very beyond me. I'm struggling to try to find out why, but then the answer is simple. I mean, when I, especially when I look around and see other groups of people coming into this program like you would not believe, I'm struggling to understand why we're not taking advantage of it. Is it a lack of knowledge, or we haven't put the physical documentation in your hands? I mean, we don't have to do that. All we have to simply know is that the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, you know, they registered this product. And when you register a major product like this, that should tell the average individual that the EPA knows everything they need to know about this product. It's been tested in independent laboratories that are approved by the EPA. So I'm trying to understand, you know, why we're not coming, especially when we talk about the entry-level fee. There is none. I mean, not even signing up for free right now. Why we're not taking advantage big time, since this is going global and you have the opportunity to sign up and you know somebody knows somebody that has a cousin in Jamaica, that has a friend in Europe, that knows a few friends over in China, and it just wraps around the world. Why are we not taking advantage of an opportunity that can produce in the future maybe hundreds of thousands of people that's leveraging you guys' lifestyle? And now you don't have to say, well, you know, I wish I, you know, woulda, coulda, shoulda type of a thing. Why are we not taking advantage of something that many are running to their computer to sign up for? There it is again. We're the last to respond. And because of that, we're the last to make the money when we can get in and really make a statement in not only our lives, but the lives of others. Pastor Ron just got to talking about supporting one another. And this is not all about money. But you know what? If we don't take advantage of an opportunity like this, it's going to be all about money, because all of us, most of us, I should say, are going to be needing some, as this industry is tied into over 6,000 products that we see on the rise daily. See, what would this thing look like 3 to 6 months from now, Reverend Ron, if we don't do something right now? Are we expecting to be supported by, you know, the government or something like that? I don't see that happening in the very near future.
Amen, amen. Listen, people, I'm going to also, tonight, we're going to bring on both of our guests, Mr. Hargrove, talking about the fuel industry. I'm going to bring on now Mrs. Jean Wallace. She's going to talk about the travel industry, another misnomer. If you think, I thought that the travel industry was down, 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 but people are making some serious money, and you have to get involved. I mean, these are two industries, two of the biggest industries in the United States, besides real estate, that make people millionaires. And so I want to bring Ms. Jean Wallace in to talk about the travel industry. And tonight we want to question both of our guests on fuel and travel and see exactly why we're not getting involved. Mrs. Jean Wallace, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I'm just baffled by why people are not getting involved in travel. And I'm so want you to expand on the great opportunity that's here and what you have experienced in it, and you know, and tell our audience, good reasonable factors, like Mr. Hargrove said, to get involved in travel.
Yes, Ron, you are so right. My involvement in travel came because I was working with quite a few nonprofits. I was getting their nonprofit status, working to help them get grants. I myself did a lot of community work in my local community, and I built centers for education. Being a retired teacher, I knew what some of the issues were, from children through adulthood. And so after retirement, I decided to help students people, anyone who wanted education, GED program, started there. And then I went further. You got a job, put on the job fair. Partnerships with the Labor Department. I'm going to get you ready. You get ready, and I'm going to show you how to interview. It's just what you said, lack of knowledge. You have to demonstrate and show them. You got to be the evidence for them because their belief is just not there. And so when they get the job, now you need to buy a house. How to buy a house and keep a house. If you get in trouble, where do you go? And so I became that center. And so when other nonprofits needed grant money, I brought them together and started teaching them the grant world, how to write a grant. Here's what one of the issues was and still is. The lack of knowledge means you have to write it, this grant, the way the funders want it written. You can't write what you want. So I know that because I'm serving as a grant coordinator with the U.S. Department of Education deciding who across the world gets the grant. And so I then put that information back. But then you look at that, Ron, and then you see what happens if you compete to get this grant and you don't get it. What happens to those nonprofits? I don't want you to die out. I want you to keep hope alive, and I want you to go on. So with me, I prayed and asked God, show me money in this world, in this system that we are in, where people don't have to do all the writing and the research in the grant world. So he threw me into the travel industry. 4 years ago, when I came in this industry, I was shocked to understand it was an $8 trillion business, soon to be $10 trillion business. Surprised to understand that we can have a piece of it, but we have to understand, trust someone who's already doing the work, who has done the evidence to proof. And here's why I say that, because I've taken people to some of my meetings with some of my business partners who are making $40,000, $30,000, $80,000 on a monthly basis in travel. And yet the people I take into those meetings see all these people lined up against the wall talking about their story on how they came into this industry on a part-time basis and made this kind of money, and yet people still don't believe. So then I went another step. I showed them the money, the check, the statement. That was the only thing I could do to help some people open up their mindset and believe, because the world has knocked them so down, so they just lost that belief system. And somebody has to get in the trenches to want to do it, pull them up. And like you said earlier, the only reason we're blessed is to be a blessing. We are our brother and sister people. If we get away from that, we lose all hope in everything that we do. And I firmly believe that's why God has given me the opportunity to help whoever says, yes, I'm ready. And whoever is not ready, I'm going to stick with them until they get ready, whatever it takes, because I'm driven to that extent. Now, the travel industry, like you said, nothing moves unless travel is involved. And so if you can own a piece of this industry for a minimum of $200 and never you pay any more than $60 a month, and yet you're making $40,000 a month, $30,000 a month, $80,000 on a part-time basis. Why would not somebody believe and say, hey, I want to give this a try? And not only that, there is no quota in this. There's no quota. You work according to your schedule. We have people who are working just to pay student loans off. In less than a year, they're doing it. And so we're reaching out to everybody. You do not have to live in this world and carry a burden of debt or carry a burden of how am I going to educate my child when he or she gets ready to go to college, or how am I going to start my own business? Where is the seed money to start something else? We have to take it to the nation. And my nation started in my local community of Stone Mountain, Georgia, and it went abroad. I mean, as far as Kenya. And why Kenya? Because when I opened the doors for everybody to come to get the education, that was number one. Kenyans came. The Sudanese Lost Boys of Sudan came, everywhere they came. But yet they took the information back to their country. And so I required my funders, hey, I want to go and help them start. Now, when I got to Kenya and I thought, I'm in Kenya and this is what they're doing here, why can't I get my people in my country to see this vision that the people who were here in the U.S. took the vision, closed out everything, and took it back to their country, and yet they're prospering. So I look at that, and I'm driven to make sure I do my job well, because at the end of the day, I want to know that whatever I needed to do to open the eyes, to change the mindset of an individual or a person who has a dream in their heart to start a nonprofit, yet they don't have the seed money and can't get a grant, which you compete for, a government contract, you can't get that, because they set that up where if you don't write the words the way the system wanted it written, you will not get the contract. But the travel industry, there is no test, there is no paper to write, there's a two-page internet application to do, name, address, phone number, Social Security, get the 1099, $200. And not only that, this company that I'm with gives you a month, 4 full weeks for people like myself, mentors, tunes, everything that you need as far as marketing your business at no cost. And after that, and you see the evidence is there for your own self, then keep going and pay $60 a month to maintain 2 websites. Yet you're now making $30,000 a month, $40,000, and never paying any more than $60 a month to maintain a website. My thing is, we can do so much better. You see, me being a teacher, a math teacher, I concentrate on the results. What are the results? What am I looking for here? Instead of concentrating on this problem that I know is going to be here, my thing is concentrating on what results I want from this family, for this family to see that they too can rise up out of poverty and take ownership of their own life and break a generational curse for everybody in that family. That's where I concentrate my energy, because I used with teaching math, I realized something one day. The kid couldn't work the math problem. Everybody in the room got the wrong answer. So what I did, go to the back of the book. The answer should be a 5. If you get anything other than a 5, you know you're wrong. Go back again. So concentrate on the end result. What is it that you want from the end, as an end result? And then you go back and start there. That's my theory. And I'm happy to say that I've got in a short time, a very short time, I have 100 families. So I'm up early morning and late at night. I'm driven because I found the thing that they can use to break and on a part-time basis. So if you are in a state where you see your retirement is not going to match what this inflation is doing and what this what your money is going to be looking like, start early, 2 years, 3 years early. Build on a part-time business in this industry of travel and see that money coming into where it averages a 6-digit. You worked over here in this job for 20 years to get $100,000 on a corporate job. In less than 2 years on a part-time basis, you're making $100,000. There's no, you can't say anything except, hey, this is really a deal. Now, we know we need multiple streams of income. We know we have dreams. We know God didn't put us on this earth just to do nothing. We're here on purpose. But yet my thing is, when you don't have a vision for me and opening up a center where people came to get whatever needs they needed, my first thing was ask the people what they need. The second thing, if they didn't have a dream or a vision, I gave them a dream or a vision after having conversation. And as they went, they discovered their purpose. And I love that because when you care about God's people, your family, yourself, I love the fact that you can be the evidence. And there, here I am. And people don't realize is that I'm a senior weight in age, and yet I have the energy of a 20-year-old because I'm driven on purpose. And purpose to me is the number one thing. What do I need to get this family moving from one side of the financial curse to the other side? They got to cross over, and you got to have somebody to help them cross over. That's it, Ron.
Amen, amen. I mean, you know, now somebody went to Ghana, and I thought that was such a, oh, God, what a small price they had paid for a round trip. I forgot what the figure was.
It was $3.99. Young lady, Miss
right.
Emma, wanted was referred to me, and she's been working very hard and wanted to just go home to see her family, and yet she's been paying a couple of thousands or more to take that trip to Ghana. And working with her, just working with her 3 days and teaching her how to surf her internet and search a provider. What she found was what her website was one price, but then because she is a travel advisor, she has now the ability to go to all other providers that the outside person cannot get. Once you're in the industry, there's so much in the industry for providers, for benefits, for advisors. And so she went through that, and she found Fairbuzz. Fairbuzz will book airline tickets for you across the world, and her ticket on Friday when she called was $478 round trip, and she thought that was great. But she held out until Monday. When she called on Monday, it had dropped to $399 round trip from Atlanta to Ghana. And now the outside person who's not in the travel industry will not be able to call Fairbuzz, because when you call, you give them your ID number. And they know who you are. You are with IntelliTravel. You are an agent there. You get that agent rate. Not only that, if she was booking that for someone else instead of herself, then she had the ability to add whatever commission she wanted to be add to that $399. So that's the power that you have being inside of the industry.
Wow. That is great. That is great. I know a gentleman went to California for 3 days weekend and spend double that, triple that, matter of fact, you know, just going to California from New York, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So people, let me tell you something. Plus you get paid, you get commissions,
mm-hmm.
you pay your prorated lowest possible
mm-hmm.
wholesale on hotel and rental cars and so forth and
yeah.
so on. And your airfare is, you know, prorated, it's a special price, and you're saving money, and at the same time you're making money. You know, you can't.
Even your insurance
not,
is also, your insurance on your travel is also a commission, 28% commission on the travel insurance.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Tremendous opportunities, people. I mean, you know, you have two people eloquently presented their industries, Mrs. Jean Wallace in the travel industry, and Mr. Norman Hardgrove talked about the fuel industry and the tremendous opportunity there, and to save money, to save, extend your car's life, get your car performing better, lower the emissions, which we know is better for the environment. It helps, you know, detoxify the environment as well, if you will, use that term. And so you got such a tremendous opportunities in these both industries. And you're here with two folks that know the industry, they've been in the industry, and they're successful at it. And so, you know, if you have questions or reasons why you're not in either industry, the travel or the fuel industry. And I tell you, Gene talked about a diversified investment portfolio. You know, most people today, their portfolios consist of everything, chocolate, diamonds, cars, you know. They got a diversified, and that's what they call a diversified investment portfolio. You have all these different industries, you're investing money in all of them, you know, and so, which can be very lucrative because when they start to make money, you know, you make money off all of them. So having a participation and being diversified in your participation in the fuel and the travel industry, I think it is excellent. I think it's excellent, excellent, excellent. And I'm gonna open the mic of some folks, and we want to talk to Mrs. Jean Wallace in terms of the travel industry, and we're gonna talk to Mr. Norman Hargrove in terms of the fuel industry. And you have any questions, people, ladies and gentlemen, you can ask them. And let's find out, we can maybe some questions, some answers, or maybe you're participating already. And let's see how we can get going here. Because tonight I just want to get people's, pique people's interest. I want to get you involved in these industries as soon as possible before they get too big. And, you know, and then sometimes it's hard to get in. Sometimes they got too many people. They got to lock down the participation. So before that happens, we want to try to make everybody's interested in this whole process. So I'm going to open up mic 914-979. Your mic is open. You're on with Mrs. Jean Wallace in the travel and Mr. Norman Hargrove in the fuel.
Yes, indeed, my brother. And thanks for the opportunity to, ask some intelligent questions to these folks, because, like you said, they have a good connection into these industries and know some things that could, you know, really, be a game changer for people's lives, which is good. And I'm really glad to see that. Well, being that I spoke with the brother last time I was on about the fuel, I wanted to speak to the sister in regards to the actual dealing with the travel piece. And, one question I did have in regards to that is that, I heard about a great opportunity where you could actually even go round trip to Ghana for like about $350. And I was like, wow, that sounds great. Cause I mean, I've been to Ghana 3 times myself, and I know that the prices to get out there can, you know, be $850, $1,000, you know, $1,100, you know, it could be up there depending on who you're traveling, you know, what airplane company you're going with. But the bottom line is that something that you can do in regards to getting your travel ability to help people to get to locations that are overseas or even here in the United States at a lower price? And if that can be the case, then, you know, you're definitely going to get a lot more people involved because, like I said, when people check and, you know, look around at different companies that could take them to different locations, they're going to see those prices, and when they can compare them to yours and your prices are, you know, at a lower price, then people will definitely be motivated to say, hey, yeah, I definitely want to get involved with this, you know. So my question to you, is that something that can be on the regular, or is that something that pops up once in a blue moon where you can get lower prices? That's what I wanted to find out from you.
Yes. No, it's on a regular. I just helped a young lady today who's traveling from Atlanta to New York. A round trip ticket was $169. I think the airline was Frontier. No, it was Delta. Here's what happens when you are in the travel industry, which means when you are a travel advisor and you own your own agency. You have the opportunity to own your own agency. You know where the consolidated fares are on the same flight that I'm traveling, maybe Delta, or they have the listing everywhere across the world. But you as a consumer cannot get to them because you do not have the industry ownership. With us, we own our own agency. So with that comes an account number. So when I call the consolidated site, then I give them my account number, and I'm looking to book a flight from Atlanta to Hawaii, and I found my flight, true story, on Delta Airlines, $245 round trip. The lady sitting next to me on the flight, she paid $750 round trip. I paid $245 round trip. Went to Hawaii, took my grandchildren and children. Now, when I get there, I rented a car. I'm in the industry. I get my industry car rates are different from the consumer. Mine are cheaper than the consumer. So I get a $26 a day car rental. Somebody else is getting $50, $60 a day car rental. When I get to the Waikiki Beach Hilton, my room for the whole week for two rooms was $2,000 for a week, nine people. So anyone else, they probably paid that for one room. I had three rooms. When I get back home from my travel, I get a commission trip. I own my industry. I book travel for myself. I save money, and I make commission on my own. If I book travel for anybody who doesn't own, who say, no, I don't want to invest $200, I just get this, you do book the trip for me, fine. I book the trip, I get the commission. And so I show them, why do you want to give me this $2,000 commission on your trip when you can invest $200 to own this agency for a month to try it out, book your trip, get it less than $2,000, come back home, get commission on your trip, and you just invested $200 and you're trying it out for a week. That's the proof that they need sometimes to see, hey, I love this. And the big thing is, the very big thing is, having this particular company, which is a home-based business, it offers you something called a legacy. When I pass away, all the money that I'm making every month, seven streams of income in this, it continues to grow through my children, my children's children, their children. It's generational wealth. Versus a life insurance policy, it pays one time and no more. My retirement check, when I pass away, it's gone back to the retirement. Teachers of Atlanta keep the money. But this, it grows weekly, monthly, yearly. When I pass away, it never stops and it continues to grow because it's called residual income. You do something one time and it continues to pay for a lifetime of yourself, your children, and your children's children. That's what people are missing. We are not understanding generational wealth and legacy. And we think that it's so easy. But yet, it may be easy, but it still works. If I don't share the vision with people, I don't get the generational wealth. And that is the opportunity that we do. We offer people this model on a home-based business, part-time, that people are making six-digit income in less than a year, and they've worked on their job 20 years and never will make six-digit income. That's the beauty of what we have here.
Yeah, that sounds really great, sis. It really does. And that's a good thing. So basically, you know, just to make sure we're on the same page, you were saying that you can, because you have your agency, you can get a discount on not only just traveling, you know, with the airplanes, right, but also if you wanted to use, you know, traveling and renting a car, and also not only just renting a car, but also and renting out a space in a hotel, you can get a discount on that as well. So those are three of the opportunities that come to you by getting involved with that where you can get a discount on those three different opportunities that can be available for you.
Cruise ship, airline, every hotel in the nation, every cruise ship in the nation, every car rental in this across the nation, international travel everywhere. When you are the owner of the travel industry, when you have a piece of it, means you have purchased your own agency. You own it. You work how you want to work, when you want. And the idea is to build financial freedom, and that's what it's about. Not only that, you have residual income. When we talk about people making doing something one time and getting paid for it over and over and over again, that's the residual part. Who does not want that? Why wouldn't somebody want that?
Mm-hmm.
If you were a salesman and you are a real estate agent, you sold a house, you got commission, and that's it. You got to go find another house to sell to make another commission check. But in this, if you look at this, the way I look at this, you sell a house, and every month that person paid their mortgage, you get from the company a check. That's every month for the lifetime. That's the residual that we're talking about. So if I book a trip for you or a cruise for you or rent a car, that's one-time commission. But if you came in the business with me and I train you, anything you did, I will get a little piece, not from your commission, but from the company's bank account over and over and over again. Forever, never stop.
Wonderful.
So you're talking about financial wealth. You're not talking about a commission one time. You're talking about financial freedom. You're talking about time freedom. And you're talking about personal freedom. So people are working, like a young man today. He's working three jobs. He doesn't have the time to spend with his family. And over here, he's thinking, I can do this business on a part-time basis at home and make more than my three jobs put together on a monthly? Yes. Now he'll get his personal freedom and his time freedom.
Mm. That sounds great.
It is
great,
sir.
Great.
So the average person can make, you know, if they're active with this and really get involved with it, the average person can make about $60,000 a month. Was that what we were talking about earlier?
Absolutely. Like we said, the travel industry is an $8 trillion business. People are moving across the world. People are traveling across the world. But the big thing is when you help someone do what you're doing, now you go into another form of compensation called residual.
Mm.
I have almost 100 people that I helped, and now they're branching off to help 50 or 40 or 100 people.
Mm.
You see how that money just flows and flows and flows? Yes. So you're talking about several streams of income, not just a one-time commission. That's one time. But what you're getting is more than just that. You're making money for yourself. You're saving on your own travel. You make commission on your travel, and you're helping others do the same.
Mm. That sounds great.
I wonder if Mr. Norman Hardgrove have any questions about the travel industry.
Oh, no, I don't have any questions about the travel industry. I used to be a referring travel agent years ago. I know it's a powerful industry. I know that it's growing and people are traveling. And we have no questions at all about the travel industry.
Okay, great, great. And Ms. Jean Wallace, I wonder if you have any questions about the fuel industry.
Well, I would like to have his number so I can call him, because one thing we have to do is be a connector. And that's something that I concentrate on. What you're doing, Ron, you're connecting people across the world and understanding how we can network together. People who come in the travel industry have a dream of starting their own business. So I help them develop those proposals that they need, because you have to have something written. What is the vision? What is the mission? And so that's how we network with each other on this end and anywhere else. I've written many proposals for business people who wanted to have their own business, and they came in business with me, so I did their nonprofit status at no cost to them.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
My partner. And so, you know, if you don't write it the way IRS wanted, they're going to send it back. Now you're at the bottom of the stack. It takes 6 more months to get approved.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow. Such
yeah,
a tremendous.
So I write nonprofits. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is such a tremendous opportunity as well. That's really a tremendous structure. The nonprofits and all the programs and all the subsidies and all the grants and stuff like that. I ran many, many,
mm-hmm.
many nonprofits and charities over the years, and philanthropy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's such a needed thing. My pastor and I, for the last 50 years, had food pantries, soup kitchens, clothes pantries, you know, coats and books and stuff for the kids when they go to school. We had a foundation to pay books for kids in college and universities, because people don't realize that a lot of times a lot of our young folk are dropping out of college and university because they can't afford the books. It's either their dormitory, their domicile, their living. Between their living expenses, you know, they're renting a room or apartment or the dormitories or whatever, or the books, you know. And so we came together with a philanthropy and charity to help subsidize those young people as well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so with organizations like what you're in, the fuel and the travel industry and the fuel industry, and I always know that when people become very successful, you know, they donate and support those who are less unfortunate than themselves. Or sometimes their churches have different kind of ministries and missionary work. So, and they support that as well financially. So people, you know, as you can see, it all works together. It seems sometimes a little, you know, awkward to people. If you're not understanding it, it looks a little like a quagmire or something like that. You know, you don't understand it. But when you look at business, you look at industry, you look at opportunities, it all comes together. It comes together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we have the biggest industries today, the travel industry, Mrs. Jean Wallace, the fuel industry, Mr. Norman Hardgrove, and we're talking about putting the pieces together. I believe in diverse portfolio of financial investment. I've been doing investing for years. I invest and develop businesses across the world, and I believe in diversity. I believe that one should have, and most of the wealthy people in America have businesses all over the world, have different types of businesses. They're buying into all the major industries. Elon Musk is who he is because he have his hand in everything. Bezos, Amazon, he's where he's at because he has his hand in everything. He took his money that he made and he reinvested. And that's what I'm saying, the opportunities that you find in the fuel industry, in the travel industry, people, you make that money and you turn it around and you invest it again. And you create, like that movie, more money, more money, more money. It's just the way it is. It's a part of life. And I'm not saying money is the beginning, the end, and the cure. I'm just saying it helps. If it didn't help, God wouldn't have made it. So it's very helpful to everyone. And so we have to keep in mind, you know, and I would admonish people, take advantage of both of these businesses tonight. Get involved in the fuel industry. It's pennies on the dollar. Get involved in the travel industry. It's pennies on the dollar. But what you can build with it is so tremendous. And the good thing about these two programs, too, you're not alone. You have help. You can call and talk to Mr. Hartgrove. You can call and talk Mrs. Denise Mims-Cruz. You can call and talk to Mrs. Jean Wallace. And then Mrs. Jean Wallace, there's other extended people behind her. And so you're in business for yourself, but not by yourself. You have a tremendous opportunity to participate and talk a lot of the experts and get a lot of good advice. Something in the standard American industries we don't get. I don't get advice from Chase Morgan, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, any of the investment houses. They're not going to sit and tell me the little inside secrets if I don't know what books to read and what books to buy, what material to get, and downloading software and hardware pertaining to investments, international, national. The government's not going to tell me all the regulatory agencies in each state and each municipality and each governing factor. They're not going to tell me. I have to find it for myself. But with the businesses that Mrs. Jean Wallace in the travel and Mr. Norman Hargrove in the fuel, you have lots of material, lots of knowledgeable people, and you have lots of help. You're building a business not by yourself. You're building a business for yourself and your family, but you're not by yourself. It's so important to have that outreach, to have that connection, people. It's tremendous. I think this is a beautiful, both businesses are equally powerful and beautiful and money-making, and it's a great opportunity. And I would suggest, if you're smart, you take advantage of both of it. I'm telling you, you got a old saying, borrow, beg, and steal. You know, well, you're getting to these businesses, getting into them now. It's hot. The industries are hot right now. We're going into the summer months. Okay, people are going to be doing a lot of traveling. They're going to be using their cars and their SUVs, and they got the those mobile homes or whatever you call them, those things people travel around in, mobile homes, I guess they call them, and they're going to be traveling. You're going to see a lot of cats with their trucks and their boats, and they're going to get a tremendous, tremendous savings while they're traveling with their trucks and their boats and their yachts and whatnot and fueling both of them up. They're going to get a tremendous opportunity with Mr. Hargrove and the fuel industry. And people are traveling. They're jumping on planes. They're going to every place. The only thing I'm going to tell you, don't sit behind Mike Tyson and throw a water bottle. That's not a good thing. You know, people. The travel industry is alive as well. It's not going away. It's a multi-trillion dollars. Fuel is trillions of dollars. If they're not going nowhere, they're going to be here, and we're going to either – nothing we can say or do to stop it. It's coming. It's here. Come participate, people. Get involved in the fuel industry. Get involved in the travel industry. It's a tremendous, tremendous opportunity. Both of them are beautiful. There are tremendous opportunities. And so we're going to open up line 332-799. You're on with Mrs. Jean Wallace in the travel and Mr. Norman Hargrove in the fuel.
Yes, good evening, good evening. This is my second time getting an overview, clear overview on this. My name is Ronald A. Robinson, and I am...
And people don't forget, right? The A mean another person stole my name.
A is the first letter in the alphabet. I've had some issues, so I haven't been able to connect. But I do want to connect this evening. If I can get that information emailed to me again tonight, I can do that tonight.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. And,
you want the number of Mrs. Jean Wallace and Mr. Norman Hartgrove.
Yes.
Okay.
And whatever application I have to fill out or what have you, send that to my email.
Okay. All right. Great.
Okay.
Great.
And God bless you.
Norman, get ready. You're going to hear from another Robinson.
Okay. First letter in the alphabet.
And Gene, get ready. You're going to hear from another Robinson.
Okay.
Okay. God bless you all. And thank you. And I'm excited.
Very good.
You're welcome. Okay, you have a good day, and I'll be in touch with you shortly.
Great. Okay. I'm going to open up 602-332. You're on with Mrs. Jean Wallace in terms of travel and Mr. Norman Hartgrove in terms of the fuel industry. Your mic is open. Can you hear me? Maybe unmute yourself.
Trying, Dr. Reverend Robinson. I'm sorry. I'm sending out text messages telling everybody come in.
Okay, we hear you loud and clear. You are with Mrs. Jean Wallace in the travel industry and Mr. Norman Hargrove in the fuel industry, two big industries. People are making money. They're very successful. And you might have some questions.
Well, first off, I want to say good evening to everybody that's on the line with us tonight. We're having a great show. I appreciate all your callers calling in. And I appreciate y'all taking time out of y'all busy schedule to share with some educational knowledge about the travel and the fuel industry. And I want to bring up one valid point. Everybody needs a service. Everybody is opening back up because the coronavirus is over. As I'm watching my daughters run around doing 10 million things, I had to make sure that my line was open. And it's important for us to realize the opportunity while they're here. Yesterday is a cancer check. Tomorrow is a promissory note. You know, today is cash in hand. While you got the money and they got the time, make the effort. Just tell somebody else. Tell a friend. Shake a friend's hand. Make a new friend by sharing and liking the activities we're doing here at the NEO Project. If you haven't already, the call in number is 347-857-1311. Hey, get out the table. Oh, no. Get out. Oh, yeah. Okay. Again, I'm going day-to-day care the whole nine, but I'm very adamant about business. I got a lot of people. I done put on the line with my daughter. She's on top of my dining room table, but at the end of the day, I'm still right here on the radio. So it's happening. This is real life. I can't make this up. I'm banging out with now on video. Y'all be like, wow.
They know
again,
it's real. Yeah.
Again, we are going hard, y'all. This is an opportunity once in a lifetime, and you never get a second chance to make a first impression. All I say is bring your best foot forward. You never know who's listening, who's on the sound of my voice. Tell a friend. This is where you can get in. We with the NEO Project, Dr. Reverend Robinson, Dr. James W. Winmore, my family, Ms. Hargrove, we've been riding. Ms. Cruz, all the whole team. Everybody on the sound of my voice. Everybody's welcome. God don't turn anybody away. But when God opens a blessing, it's on you to grab that blessing, seize the moment, and change your life forever. And that's all I got to say.
Thank you so much. We appreciate your encouragement. Pastor Don Jr., the CEO of the 300 winning team members. And he brings on tremendous amount of people from the music industry, from the entertainment industry, from corporate world, foreign and domestic. And so good always to have you on and for you to keep people abreast of what we're doing and to keep them involved in our business opportunities and et cetera. And people, we want you to get involved. I would suggest, from a business perspective, I don't think this is going to come around again. And even, I was so excited when I got involved in both of these industries because you don't get this all the time, people. It's a good thing comes around once. It don't come around 3, 4, 5, 10, 15 times. Sometimes a good thing. I mean, when you know it's a good thing, it comes around once. Take advantage of it, people. Take advantage of it. Get involved. Get involved. Get involved. It's pennies on the dollar. It's a great opportunity. You're not going to regret it. You're not. You're not going to regret it. You're gonna definitely feel the harmonious waves of things that are going to change your life. But everything is a step. You know, we have a saying here at the Black Business Billionaires Network Club: thousandaire, millionaire, billionaire. You got to start somewhere. So you got to start somewhere. You have to start. You can talk about it. You can analyze it. You can, you know, and Mrs. Gene Wallace can tell you from being a teacher, theory is fine. Theory is a whole nother thing. I went through a whole bunch of theory before I went to practice in psychology, whole bunch of theory. But when I had to put it into practice, that was a whole nother different ball game. So theory is fine. Talking is fine. But then you have to take that theory, the academic studies, the things that you have learned, and then you have to put it into structure. You have to put it into practicality. You have to put it into usage. So things that you're learning here, it's fine. It's fine to learn it. It's fine to hear about it, hear about all the success stories out there with people in both these businesses, the fuel and the travel. But when you have to put it into practicality, then you need help. You need people that can assist you as well. So people, get ready. Get involved. It's a tremendous opportunity, tremendous, tremendous opportunity in this fuel and travel industry. And two extremely knowledgeable people about the product knowledge and the service and the perks and the opportunities is in the fuel, definitely Mr. Norman Hargrove. In the travel, definitely Mrs. Gene Wallace. And I love their compassion and their conviction about what they do. They're very compassionate and very convicted about what they do, and they're totally into it, and they know what they're doing, and they're willing to expand and assist you as well. So we're going to open up 973-6650, 973-650. Your mic is open. You're on with Mrs. Gene Wallace in the travel industry and Mr. Norman Hargrove in the fuel industry. That was 973-650. 973-650. Your mic is open.
Hello?
We have a technical. Yes, your mic is open.
Thank you so very much. I'd like to take this opportunity to personally thank Mr. Hargrove, because the business, if you will, that he introduced to me was one not only to the point where you could earn, but it helped you out in other ways. This fuel tab is a wonderful thing. I've used it. It's allowed me to get better mileage per tank full. And at the same time, it was cleaning my engine from the inside, which means a cleaner engine is going to allow your vehicle to last longer. And what I find from the business aspect is when I'm approaching someone and I use the cards, the postcards, I'm sure that's probably been explained by Mr. Hargrove, or he probably will. But when I present it to them, I let them know that I'm not trying to sell you something. what I'm trying to do is allow you the opportunity to save some money. And I find a great many, the majority of the people are receptive to this because the price of gasoline is so high and it's just constantly going up. And everyone who drives a car is looking for some type of savings on that gas, whether they use the premium or whether they use the regular. It's just going up, going up, and going up. And with this fuel tab, we're able to save money at the gas pump. We can reduce the emissions and the exhaust fumes. And as I said, with a cleaner engine, we can lower the maintenance cost of the vehicle. So I'd like to just take this opportunity to thank Mr. Hargrove. Thank you, sir, and thank you also, Donnie Mingo. That's all I have
to
say.
You're welcome. Very welcome. I'd just like to add something there, Reverend Robinson.
Oh, yeah, go right ahead, please.
Yeah, I didn't get into the details of how a person can get into business. First of all, I need you to kind of give your website. People who are interested can go directly to your website. Whoever invited them go to their website. And it's a five-minute process. They can sign on. They can come in on the low. You can choose between the packages. I mean, as low as $19.95. Since we are in pre-launch, let me just make that very clear. Guys, one of the biggest industries that we've never had the opportunity to participate in is allowing people around the world to come in right now at no cost, okay? So there really ain't an excuse about whether you can afford to do it. The real question is, how can you afford not to do it? I mean, looking at the worldwide situation, can you say that things are getting better for your family, for your children, your grandchildren? What would it be like a couple of years from now if you don't start a home-based business? And why any business, but especially the home-based business, is because, guys, it's the biggest level playing field that I've ever seen in my life that's out there, especially when it comes to the tax advantages. I think people really don't understand how good you have it. And, you know, you're leading tax people around the world. They all say the same thing. Get a business, get a home-based business because you get to deduct all kinds of things off your taxes that you just simply can't do having a W-2 wage earner's job. Guys, you know, I always believe in working harder for myself than the next person. I just ain't going to do it. I mean, even if it requires me to stay up an hour or two at night, I'm going to work my business because my business is my business. And, I mean, I never liked anybody telling me what time I can eat my peanut butter sandwich anyway, or what time I can go to the bathroom, or can I have off to go to my grandson's baseball game. I never liked that. I don't know about you guys, but I got a why. And you know my why? My why made me cry. And if your why is not making you cry, then you need to go find something. Why, guys? I'm talking, why are you on this phone call tonight? What's the purpose? Should it be to better your lifestyle and the lifestyle of our brothers and sisters that's on this call? Guys, if we're not signing up for these programs, then where are we when it comes to opportunity? You see, because the gate is definitely open, guys. And a lot of people give excuses. You know, we've been disenfranchised for so long, and that's so very true. But at a point, guys, you start to disenfranchise yourself and others by not getting involved. So like I said, guys, you can sign up. Reverend Robinson, I don't know what your website is, sir, but you can give it out on this call so folks can start visiting the site and signing up. And you want to get that out to the folks on a regular basis.
Yes.
And better yet, guys, whoever invited you, you would go to their website. But Reverend Robinson, your followers are dependent on you to give your website out so they can go to it.
Yeah, my website is. Let me get it up here. I've been giving it out so much that I don't think I even gave it away. Yes. My website, people, and y'all know how to reach me as well. All of my listeners, my callers as well, y'all got that, is www.bepic.com/RevRon11, RevRon11, dash fuel tabs. Question mark. So it's www.bepic.com/RevRon, R-E-V-R-O-N, the number 11, dash fuel tabs, F-U-E-L-T-A-B-S, question mark, and you can go right there and get to my website and sign up. You can also call me, 914-363-9007, 914-363-9007. You can go to my email, me as well, at Rev, R-E-V, Ron, R-O-N, the number 11, at gmail.com, RevRon11@gmail.com. And you can reach me there. Also, for my travel site is www.planet, P-L-A-N-N-E-T, marketing, marketing.com/, which is little slash, RevRon, R-E-V-R-O-N, R-E-V-R-O-N. So that's www.planet, P-L-A-N-N-E-T, marketing, marketing.com/, RevRon. And you can get my, you can go look over at my travel website as well. And the purpose of this, people, is for you to go get information, for you to go on the websites and learn. You know, you don't have to join right then. You don't have to join, you know, that minute. But you can go on and you can learn more by reading and get more information on these businesses. And that's the wonderful thing about the websites. You can go there and you can you can cruise through it at your leisure. You can take a look at it on your midnight break and when you're having your peanut butter sandwich, and check everything out. You know what I'm saying? So please, sir, ma'am, do not, at least, folks, do not let this thing just go and not get information about the fuel business and the travel industry. You know, get the information, go to the website, learn about it. It's tremendous, tremendous, tremendous opportunity, and we want you all to join and participate in these industries because they're taking the world by storm. They're coming back after COVID. These industries are coming back with a vengeance. They're coming back strong. They're coming back hard. And they're putting a lot of money into it. And the government always supports these major industries anyway. So they're coming back. They're back on their way, ma'am and sir. They're starting to delineate all these requirements, masks, and et cetera. And people are traveling, and they're driving as well as they're looking to travel, air travel as well, and different kinds of travel in that sense. So tremendous opportunity, people. Tremendous, tremendous, tremendous opportunity. And we want you to take advantage of this. We want you to get involved with these businesses, and we want you to get more information as well. We want you to be very well diverse in these industries. We're going to open up 347-880. 347-880, your mic is open. We're talking about the fuel industry and a great opportunity with Mr. Norman Hargrove. And we talk about the travel industry, the air travel industry, airline industry with Mrs. Jean Wallace, and what a tremendous opportunity there as well. So 347-880, your mic is open.
Greetings, blessing. Yes, I like the gas industry and the travel industry, and we expect to bring the people away in America by letting them travel and see all the other people living in the world, and maybe might help change their mind. So it's a good opportunity for us people that's living here going to other places and see how the people live and the executive live, and they're living good, and people will give them more respect from different parts of the world. And that's what the traveling brings, that they give them respect on the things that they're doing good. And so I think that the travel industry is a good industry for America. This allows people who have not been traveling, and this is an opportunity for them to get up and develop something where that they can see how other people live, and they can see how they are not living. And so it's a good industry for people to explore other areas that they wasn't doing. Yeah, and the gas industry is a good industry for us because we are up and coming, and we would like to be from a wholesale position giving out the situation. So I wanted to put down my name as one of the people who wants to invest, but more in a bigger fashion, in a more wholesale fashion, where that we can speak about it for 3 months and operate for 6 months and sell off, and then order again, because we want to be able to do economic development with the businesses that we are doing, you know. So thank you very much for the few words that I have, and I do appreciate the executives that are running the radio stations to give us the opportunity for us to come out and speak how we're doing, and bringing the young people in them involved, that they can see that they can do something that in their hand, you know, like a little brigade, you know. That's like how people wipe people windscreen and they go to the corner. Somebody could deal with a little placard and some flyers and trying to get some of these pills off. But if we do it wholesale, we would do it our way, where we have a more interest to do it than just buying it and distributing it at that level. We are more industrial inclined. So thank you very much for the few words that I have, and I do appreciate you all. Thank you.
So this is the great Ian Brown himself. When would you be interested in starting to register for these businesses?
Well, every time that I had the registration, in that the registration is to pay $120 or $130 and get some pills and see how it works for you and give one to a friend. That's not the kind of economics that we are dealing with. We're talking about dealing with if we can't do it alone, we get two other people with us, three other people, and we put up a certain amount of money, we get a certain amount that we can go. That can suffice an individual getting gas for his car. But we want to be the person who gets him that product to get the gas for his car. So we want to be in the middle. We are a middle person. We are coming to make a divide, having something good and want to distribute it. Because I was down by Sylvia's this afternoon on Lenox, coming across on 125 from Marcus Garvey Park. The amount of cars and people that have cars, I would have something to say to them. I said, brother, I can make this car get 40% more gas mileage if you really try out this. And if you wish to buy one, you know, we will work with you, you know. I'll be in the area, so you tell me if it's good or not. Because I'm going to guarantee you them using it without having to try out anything. If I say this is good, it's because I try it out, and I have 6 people that try it out, I'm the 7th person, and it's good, I'm going to sell it as good. They're opening place down in Harlem now where things that are good. And they have too much of them. They're opening place where you can go and buy all kind of little nice things. All kind of things. Cheap. Very cheap. So we are looking for the concept.
And for people that's not in New York, we got to let them know that you're talking about Harlem, New York. Famous Harlem in Manhattan, New York. New York City, Harlem. The famous Harlem.
Yeah, we want to make market in there to bring the people out, man. So even if I'm in the Bronx and I can do it here down there, the people more influential do be more business with you. All them have nice cars and own their cars. And they will mind getting some more gas mileage. No, it's popular.
Yes, the African community in Harlem is very productive. Yes, very productive.
And we're gonna get you
set up, Mr. Ian Brown. We're gonna get you set up and get you going so you can have
my
such
president,
a
you're my executive. Formulate some situation and send me a little notification on the phone on how it's gonna work. Because if you want to be involved, I don't want to step on. Because I know about it now. Because my people in Washington have something similar. But they don't have the pill. They have a liquid, and which the pill is more easy to move around with. They don't have to carry no box with nothing, you know? So,
yeah, man.
So let me try you out and see if we can do that.
This yeah,
business,
man.
You know,
yeah, we're
going to
have a tremendous opportunity.
Else.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
We're
going to do it amongst all.
We're doing that the young people can see that we're doing business, not buying it. Not buying one and two and giving out and trying to feel like our business is not good. We know it's good. We put our name against it. Get it. If it's not good, I give you back your money. Come back. Bring it back.
Yes.
That's how I work. I'm going with good things.
Beautiful.
That's how I'm thinking for entrepreneurship. We can't go no more be no second fiddles, man. We got the instrument. We got the implement. We're the instrumentals, man. We're the people who blow the saxophone, make the music, let the people dance. Let's go.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. Thank you.
I have to talk, man. If you don't talk, I show up. I got to let off this
I appreciate it. Yeah,
let's
man.
Go.
I appreciate
you. The world, man.
Yeah, man. I appreciate
let's
your enthusiasm.
The world. Next thing you know, they want to drop bomb over here. We can't go with that. Let's just get something going. We are the black people of the world. The Ethiopian World Federation.
Yes, sir.
Remove it.
Yeah, man.
Who like us or don't like us is their business. We're going to show them that we make a difference in the society.
Yes.
You know,
sir.
You know, flourish and playing game. You're doing it.
Yes, sir. All the followers here with Ian Brown, you hear what he said? We're going to move on.
Move on. That type of talk, nothing. Talk good. Just talk good because God is in the mix of everything. All good things.
Amen.
You don't take and make a remedy of it. God is
in
the mix of everything. So last year I called from God the same way. So it's not thing that people say he is the righteous one that comes to
carry
the platform, which is the Ethiopian World Federation. We're going to make the programs in there to progress the children and the young people that they don't have to do everything the same like what happened before. Make new products that you can put in the store. Somebody can go and buy something and go home and warm it up, and they get protein so they can think right. And it comes from the farm.
Yes.
Instead of selling all these sugary foods and the people not getting nothing, can't think right. As soon as you send them, they're ready to shoot you. Because they don't have no brain. They're not eating nothing properly.
Yes.
Sugar, white bread, sugar again, white rice, Irish potato. Our body is not used to these things. Let us get together. This is a development.
Man.
If we don't develop in one area, We're going to make the other area fall down.
There you go. There you go.
They're going to use force against you. I want meat. I want this. And they're giving the animals an injection and the people and getting the injection. So some of the medicine is not working on the people. They give them the medicine. They have too much medicine, them from eating too much meat, that the medicine rejecting them when they pop up. The medicine rejecting them because they're getting too much animal hormones and animal injection where they give the animal, they get it come down in the meat. Let's go and start thinking.
Right. Yeah, man. Yeah, we're gonna tremendous business.
Thinking,
real man, travel, man. We're going to
change
the health conditions of our young people as well. That is so true. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Talk straight. Help them eat better food by talking it out. And that's what making them sick.
True.
Bright like everything, and the police stop him. If the police stop you, supposed to be bright enough to say, yes, officer. No, officer. What bad in that? And leave him. Instead, he's steady and you and him curse, and then he gets vexed and think he's bad more than you and fire a gun on you. Take out a gun and fire in the guy's head.
Right.
This is the kind of thing because the guy's not thinking.
Oh, man.
He's drinking ton of bad oil, drinking ton of wrong food. They don't want to conduct themselves in a proper manner. I'm not going against the guy because the police could do 10 other things. You have a man down in his face and back shoot him in the head. You can get up and pull the gun in him and say, stay right there.
Right.
And in the meantime, you call up all the police if the man making too much trouble. Shoot him in his foot.
Mm.
You're right there in front of him. You're going to shoot him in his head and kill him. These people wicked, man. It's wickedness, this man. When you see all these things in the world, how are you going to go against your brother? How?
Mm.
When there's constitutional law. See what's happening now? People going and pull out the constitution of what Russia doing with what America doing and what they ought to do to make this world better. Because everything is constitutional laid out there for us, and we're not taking heed. So everything like that is coming out now. And all the people jumping and ramping, they think the office work alone going to be, we have to go start getting the field and invest in the farm.
Let's get together and establish this business, and we will help our community as well. Definitely.
Thank you so much, brother.
I appreciate your enthusiasm and your compassion for the community as we come together and develop business. I thank you so much for your input.
I'm not afraid. I'm ready to do it. Help.
Okay. I'm with you. We will work together. Definitely. Definitely. Thank you so much.
Thank you, too.
Okay. Okay, we're going to open up 817-503. You're on with Mr. Norman Hargrove in the fuel industry business and a great opportunity to get involved, and Mrs. Jean Wallace in the travel industry and a good opportunity to get involved, and we want to see how we can get you involved. 817-503. 817-503. Your mic is open.
All right, man. Hey, how are you doing?
How are you?
Glad to be here, man. Man, you know, I'm doing good, and I'm glad to be here, man. Brought to you by Pastor Dodd, Jr., CEO, the Elite 300 winning team members. Amen. Glad to be here because of them. I always have to give people and folks their credit. Amen. So, certainly, man, I am listening to your show, and I was listening to the gentleman on there who was talking about food and cattle and different things and how – our generation, we kind of just eat what we see and whatnot, and we should be doing a better job of that and living better as people. I think I was trying to understand what he was saying. That's kind of what I understood what the gentleman was talking about there, and a lot of it applies to my life. You know, I wrote a book called Swimming Upstream to Realize the Dream. Right, I wrote a book about a lot of things in my life and what I deal with, I want you folks to look up my book, right? I'm going to look up your show. Look up my book called Swimming Upstream to Realize the Dream. You'll find that at Walmart and on Amazon. And that'll tell you more about my story. You can also Google me, Golden Ashton. You will also be able to Google me under Special Olympics, Ashton Smith, and you'll be able to find me there. Because I like what you're doing. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, Ashley. I love your story. I love it. I love it. Ashley is a superstar. She's an Olympic superstar in swimming for the Special Olympics.
Yeah.
And she has been denied, discriminated against, and denied an opportunity to make finances, to make money, and to build herself up. And she found herself in a very strange situation where she was being discriminated against. And I say this to you, Ashley. God comes full circle with everything. There's a purpose for everything. Nothing goes on without God's direction. But you have to be able to
see yeah, it. I know my work. You're not working for no reason in this world. I was telling one of my friends, I said, it may feel bad now. And like I said, you're right. I gave 30 years of my life. And what I tell people, 30 years is a long time. But you still have hope because you still have the rest of your life to live. And so, knowing that factor, I have hope that I will someday, and I claim it in the name of Jesus, that I will make
Amen.
Money off my image, that I will be prosperous someday, and I will become somebody, right? I'm not going to be of a
you, you are somebody. Me. You are somebody. Remember that. The Bible said, let the weak say I'm strong, what? In Christ Jesus. let the poor say I'm rich.
Well, you know what I mean?
In
when
Christ
I say somebody, I mean like financially where I'm not depending on somebody to take care of me or that kind of stuff. So,
amen.
I want to stand on my own two feet. And so there's nothing wrong with saying I want to
amen.
Be able
amen.
To stand on my own two feet because society's not taught that, you know.
I want you to get involved in the travel industry and the fuel industry and the Black Business Billionaires Network Club. We will sponsor you. If you're willing to work and you're willing to put the time in and you're willing to get the word out, because I see one thing about you, I see you have marketing skills, you have public relations skills, and you have people skills. And I saw this, Ashley, with your book, how you marketed it, how you got out there and sold it, and how you got out there and did it, and your due diligence, your hard labor and work in the Special Olympics, how you market and you advertise and you was on commercials and you was on these talk shows and you were, you know, writing all these in all these newspapers and whatnot. I watched your due diligence and your hard work and your contribution and your dedication, and they did not do you right. And I'm saying to you, that same fiber, that same level of commitment and your marketing and public relations and business and your commitment to something, put that into the travel.
Yeah, I'm putting that into a book,
industry.
Right? I'm putting that into my book that I wrote, because my book is about my life.
Oh, the book is fabulous. The book is beautiful. And I want people to get out there and get your book. It's on Amazon. It's on the internet. The title again is Ashley. Go ahead and say the title.
It's called Swimming Upstream to Realize the Dream, and what I
swimming
try to do
upstream to realize the dream.
To realize the dream. Yep, and it's Walmart and Amazon, and yes, these programs, this travel stuff. You know, as I begin to grow my career, the traveling part of it may have discounts. It may have other benefits as I grow in my industry and make the transition. So right now I'm working on a transition and trying to work on.
We at the, you know, one thing here at the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, this radio station is based on an organization called the Black Business Billionaires Network Club. We're a network, we're a club, and one thing about us, we support our own. If you can put that same time, fervor, and dedication.
I'm not public speaking, so if there's a way to blend, because seriously, I do public and motivational speaking, and I'm trying to make a career of stuff, but it's been difficult for me to get work out here in Texas, especially last year, which was no one's fault. It was a pandemic. But I'm a public and motivational speaker, and so if people are willing to hire me, yeah, I'll speak about whatever it is you want me to speak about. I do public address.
I want you to take that same dedication into the travel industry and the fuel industry and watch how your life is going to change financially. We're
going to
support you.
Like, I don't do, like, door-to-door knocking on doors. Because I've sold all kinds of products,
can,
guys.
Listen,
I've done
this is all internet. You can market this thing with a flyer. You can hand a person a card. You can hand them a little card with information on it. You don't have to say much. Matter of fact, you're going to be working with other people as well. You're working together. You're in business not for yourself, but not by yourself. We're going to work together, okay? You get back
to
Pastor Don Jr., the CEO.
Yeah, I'll
get back
to
with
him
Don
about
Jr.,
it
CEO,
and get his thoughts on it because we're trying to work on
– he'll direct you.
We're trying to work
he'll
on building my public speaking career because that's where I'm going to make my
Amen.
Money. I'm going to make $5,000, $10,000. I'm serious. I want to do public speaking, and so
okay.
Put me in
Amen.
Position to do public speaking, and I'll do what you need me to do with that.
Amen. We're
so,
going to do that. We're going to do that. You get back with Pastor Don Jr., the CEO, and, you know, work with him, and through him, he will contact me, and we shall get things organized with you. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, you give me a stage. You give me a stage, and you give me some people out here, and you dang all right. I'll stand on the stage and talk about it like an auction, okay? Like
Amen.
You sell cattle, okay?
Amen.
That's what we're going to do.
Amen.
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 That's
what I'm learning to talk about. You're going to learn to talk about as well. You're going to learn to talk about travel, and you're going to learn to talk about fuel. Watch this. Get back with Pastor Don Jr., CEO, Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and we're going to make it happen. Love you, love you, love you. So happy to have you on the show as well. I thank you so much for calling in.
Appreciate it. Yes, we'll get with him. Thank you, man. God bless y'all. Love y'all. Y'all be safe.
God bless you, and you say a prayer for me, and I say a prayer for you.
Definitely, man. Y'all all drive safe and be safe, man. Enjoy this weather.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. God bless. Well, Norman, Mr. Norman Hardgrove, Mrs. Jean Wallace, we're coming down to the final analysis. I'm going to give y'all some time to just give people a little of your general synopsis and your thoughts. Let's start with the lady first, Mrs. Jean Wallace.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I just wrote some notes down, and I love the comments Mr. Norman gave, especially about the tax advantage of a home-based business. And that's an excellent statement. My daughter is a tax accountant, and I don't pay taxes like I did before because of this home-based business. And so, you know, the write-offs are huge. It's amazing the things that we have that we can write off when we are the owners of home-based business. And also the fact that I was reminded during the pandemic, we all received, that people in our industry, they still received their checks, the residual money, never lost a debt or bill unpaid. Yet their full-time jobs laid them off, but their part-time job was still paying them every week and every month. I want people to remember that because if you don't plan for your today for your tomorrow, you'll get the same thing you've always been getting. You have to plan for your future, and if you don't do it, then you will not be able to do the things, to have the life that you want. And freedom is the life. I believe God has given us the ability to control our freedom and our lifestyle. And so when we know that there's something there that you can take for a small investment, like you said, you make it, you invest it, you save it. For the travel industry, a low cost, and yet the benefits are just humongous. You have control of your own life, and you've got to take the starting step. You are, like Ron said, you're in business for yourself, but definitely not by yourself. You don't have to worry about the marketing plan. We have all of that. You don't have to worry about the business cards. We have all of that. You don't have to worry about building a website. We have all that. You don't have to worry about the one thing that normally we don't have. We have trainers and mentors who are serious about what we do. and you don't have to worry about where do I find answers to the questions. It's a phone call away. The knowledge is here. Take advantage of the opportunity. And yet Ron made a statement. The door is wide open. Get in. If you had gotten into a Mary Kay company before they were 15 years old, 20 years old, you'd be millionaires. We have three of them now in a six-year period. So get involved now, not just in my business, the home-based business of travel, but look at every opportunity because you do not want to go around the mountain over and over and over again. Thank you, Ron. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Mr. Hargrove, your final words.
Well, in order for things to change, we got to change, okay? And I'm just going to say this. It was something that J. Paul Getty, one of the first recorded millionaires in America, said, and it stuck with me for many, many years. He said that he'd rather have 1% of 100 people's efforts than 100% of his own. We must learn the laws of leverage. That's the only way we're going to get ahead, and I would love to just say a few words on our next show about the laws of leverage and how we can benefit from it. But in order for things to change, you guys got to change. You can't just keep doing the same old thing over and over again expecting a different result. Thank you so much. And let me give up my telephone number. If it will.
Yeah, but ready.
912-655-7808. One more time, 912-655-7808. Call me at your leisure. I'm here to support each and every one of you.
And if Ms. Wallace, you want me to get up your number as well?
Please do, Ron. Yes.
Okay, it's 404.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go right ahead.
404-886-6279. It's Jean Wallace, and I can answer any questions you have about the travel.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. God bless. God bless. People, listen, I'm going to leave you with Brother Pastor Hezekiah Walker. He said it got to get better because why? God is in control. And that is real. That is real.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been?
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your song, it will get better.
It's got to get
better.
birthday.